trend known as T-maxing or testosterone maxing is gaining traction on social media with groups such as teenage boys most at risk. T-maxing is a practice that encourages individuals to recreationally take testosterone in order to achieve extreme physical goals. Taking testosterone is only medically advised when diagnosed with low testosterone and poses serious risks when taken unnecessarily. The practice threatens to exacerbate issues of body image faced by young people online. George Popel has this story.
What is the testosterone maxing trend?
So the testosterone maxing trend comes alongside a lot of these other maxing trends that you might have seen, such as fiber maxing, looks maxing, the sleep maxing. There's all a bunch of maxing trends, and they're all very social media savvy and driven trends, as you can tell by the name, really. But this particular trend is all about increasing your testosterone, whether by supposedly natural means or artificial means, sort of synthetic means, by taking exogenous testosterone. And that's the trend in a nutshell. It seems to be promoted by young men to other young men. And actually, in a lot of cases, from what I've seen online, these are often actually teenage boys, and they're sort of preying on the vulnerabilities of other teenage boys, really, who are wanting to look or be perceived as more masculine.
How are they sourcing testosterone?
Good question. I think in a lot of cases, they are not sourcing testosterone, and they probably wouldn't even really know where to start, because it's not always the easiest thing to procure, although I suppose if you really want to, you can. You can get products like this on, you know, the black market. You can get them in certain gyms where, you know, people, there might be someone who's able to supply products like this. But obviously, this is a listed medication, and you should only be taking or getting testosterone from a doctor under a prescription, because there are strict rules around its use and its prescription. Fundamentally, it's only supposed to be used for people that have clinically low testosterone, which is usually medically called hypogonadism.
What are some of the risks of taking testosterone when it is not medically needed?
It has very wide-ranging effects on the body, so disrupting it is quite risky. But the worst case scenario with taking testosterone when you really have no need for it is that your body can actually become quite dependent on it, because once you start taking exogenous testosterone, your body will shut down its own production of natural testosterone. And at that point, you can actually become lifelong dependent, which is not a great position to be in, especially if you had no medical need.
There are lots of clips online of influencers explaining the symptoms of low testosterone. Is this something that can be so easily self-diagnosed?
You cannot self-diagnose this. I mean, the only way to find out for certain if you have low testosterone is to get a blood test, you know, by a doctor, and the doctor can interpret the result. So yeah, you can't tell if someone's got low testosterone by looking at them, you know, or thinking, oh, you know, they don't have particularly big muscles, or they've not grown a beard, or things like that. It doesn't work like that. They might be high testosterone. There's really no way of telling, and there's no way of self-diagnosing that yourself. And any talk of an epidemic of low testosterone is total nonsense, because there's just really no way of knowing until people get a blood test. But, you know, a lot of these symptoms of having low testosterone could be any number of medical illnesses, to be honest.
How responsible is social media in encouraging young people to partake in these risky practices?
It's really complex, and I suppose fundamentally, social media is so disruptive to children or young people who are developing their identity and the sense of self. You know, living out your life on social media is a really tricky way to do that, I think, to grow up in that time frame. So we know social media has massive effects on not just how girls perceive their body and body image, but also bodies too.
What are some strategies that can be used to curb the influence of these unhealthy trends?
I think it's a really difficult time with social media influencers and the way the algorithms work. I mean, personally, I think it's a good step forward that we're implementing the social media age restrictions in this country eventually. Obviously, that'll come with its own tricky things to figure out, but I think it's generally a good thing. But other than that, you know, if you are concerned, for instance, about having low testosterone, the thing you need to do is go and speak to your doctor and get a blood test. But regarding, you know, the information that people see online from influencers, I just say to people, these people don't have your best interest in mind. Influencers, they don't care about you. So it's probably best to not listen to them. But, you know, it's easier said than done, isn't it?
Samuel Cornell, PhD candidate in public health and community medicine at the University of New South Wales, speaking there with George Popel.